This is WCRB in concert with the Handel and Haydn Society. With Haydn literally written into the name of the Handel and Haydn Society, the brilliance, wit, and genius of the composer's symphonies have always been at the core of the ensemble's identity. Now, for the first time, conductor Masaaki Suzuki and H&H team up for the last of these works, the London Symphony. It begins a program that includes another composer's final symphony, one with an unprecedented message of hope for humanity, Beethoven's Symphony No. 9. The last symphonies by Haydn and Beethoven in the first collaboration between Masaaki Suzuki and the Handel and Haydn Society are coming up on WCRB in Concert. There's something comforting about bookends, about the entirety of a thing being contained in a fixed beginning and end. And that idea is central to the program you'll hear this evening. Welcome to WCRB in Concert with the Handel and Haydn Society. I'm Chris Voss. This program features Haydn's final symphony, number 104, known as the London, and Beethoven's final symphony, number 9, the choral with its famous Ode to Joy. You'll hear soloists soprano Joelle Harvey, mezzo-soprano Adriana Zabala, tenor Tom Randall, and bass baritone Deshaun Burton, all with the Handel and Haydn Society and conductor Masaaki Suzuki. Now, we can see on a very surface level that this concert is, of course, about beginnings and ends. It was the first concert of the Handel and Haydn Society's 202nd season, and it contains the final symphonies of both Haydn and Beethoven, so right there, beginnings and ends. It's also the first time that conductor Masaaki Suzuki leads H&H. Now, he's an interesting guy. He's the founder of another of the world's premier early music ensembles, Bach Collegium Japan. He considers Bach to be at the center of all music, just as the composers of this concert did.
The more we do the later works, the more we can feel Bach as a kind of fundamental resource to our musical activity. And that was also the same to the Haydn, Mozart, Beethoven, whoever around that area. They found also Bach as a kind of very basic resource. And that was very nice to share this kind of feeling.
You can hear more from Masaaki Suzuki at our website, classicalwcrb.org. Up first on the program, Haydn's Final Symphony. Written in 1795, it's a work that sums up everything he learned and knew about orchestral music in a career that spanned more than 40 years, which, given that he's the guy who laid down the rules for what a symphony is, that he was the father of the symphony, well, it was quite a lot. With Masaaki Suzuki conducting the period instrument orchestra of the Handel and Haydn Society for the first time, here is Haydn's Final Symphony, number 104, the London Symphony, in concert from WCRB.
Thank you.
Haydn's final symphony, the final symphonic offspring of the father of the symphony, and the ultimate expression of everything he had crafted and shaped in his illustrious career. There with the period instrument orchestra of the Handel and Haydn Society and guest conductor Masaaki Suzuki. This is WCRB in concert with the Handel and Haydn Society. Thank you for joining us this evening. Be sure to visit our website to learn more about them and their upcoming concerts. You'll find a link to the Handel and Haydn Society schedule and box office at the In Concert page at classicalwcrb.org, where you'll also hear this concert again on demand. Again, that's classicalwcrb.org. And stay with us. Beethoven's Ninth Symphony is still ahead on WCRB In Concert with the Handel and Haydn Society.